Good afternoon and welcome to Montana at Noon. Your Weather Command forecast for North Central Montana says, rest of today, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 25 to 30, northwest winds up to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs 50 to 55, northwest winds up to 5 miles per hour, shifting to the northeast in the afternoon. Saturday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Lows 25 to 30. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy. Highs around 55. East winds up to 5 miles per hour, shifting to the south in the afternoon. Sunday night through Monday night, mostly clear. Lows 30 to 35. Highs 60 to 65. Tuesday, sunny. Highs around 60. Tuesday night, partly cloudy. Lows 25 to 30. Wednesday, cooler. Mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and snow. Highs around 50. Wednesday night, colder. Snow and rain likely. Light snow accumulations. Lows 15 to 20. Chance of precipitation 70%. Thursday, colder. Mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of snow. Highs around 30. Here are today's news headlines. Chinook's all-class reunion was announced to take place this year. Heather DePriest is the administrator for the reunion, and she had this to say about it.
The all-class reunion happens every 5 years in Chinook, and it's always over the 4th of July weekend, and it's sure to be a great time. This year, we have a lot going on. We've got a concert, a street dance, a color run, a parade, several dinners, a golf tournament, breakfast, our brew fest, a cornhole tournament. Like, it's going to be a ton of fun.
The brew fest normally takes place in the fall. However, DePriest says that this year it will be rolled into the reunion in lieu of its typical fall placement. The reunion is set for July 4th through July 7th. The Hill County Commissioners met for their weekly business meeting on March 14th. The last 2 weeks' worth of minutes go approved in this meeting, the February 29th and March 7th minutes. The board also went over the MACO healthcare contract. This is something that they renew every year, and it determines the health insurance provided to employees. The county will continue to provide dental, health, and vision insurance to its employees, changing its contributions to $1,881 per person per month. That is an 18% increase, something Commissioner Peterson said he was, quote, uncomfortable with, as according to him, the rate of increase in years prior was much lower than it has been lately. The cost of this increase, he says, is being put on the taxpayers. The board also awarded a contract of just over $1.2 million to Action Plumbing and Heating to upgrade the HVAC system in the Hill County Courthouse. The next meeting is scheduled for March 21st. A Dodson man who admitted to an assault charge stemming from a vehicle crash in which his truck hit another vehicle, seriously injuring the other driver, was sentenced to 18 months in prison to be followed by 3 years of supervised release, U.S. Attorney Jesse Laslovich said. The defendant, Marvin James Cole, 28, pleaded guilty in October 2023 to assault resulting in serious bodily injury. Chief U.S. District Judge Brian M. Morris presided. The government alleged that Cole crashed his GMC truck into a Dodge Avenger driven by the victim near Harlem on the Fort Belknap Indian Reservation. A toxicology report showed amphetamine and methamphetamine in Cole's blood. Cole agreed that he likely drifted into the other lane when he looked at his phone. According to a press release by Montana State University, educators who attend week-long workshops hosted by Fort Peck Community College, Montana State University, and community partners say the experience gave them the confidence to incorporate information about the importance of Buffalo and the cultural revitalization to Indigenous peoples into their classrooms. MSU says during the two workshops, participants visited key sites and engaged in activities facilitated by experts, educators, and leaders from several Indigenous nations who relied on Buffalo as a primary source for food and other everyday needs. The pair of workshops, which were held in Gardner and Yellowstone National Park this past August, were part of a new Buffalo Nation's Landmarks program led by Fort Peck Community College, along with MSU and the Missoula-based nonprofit Ecology Project International. Pierce Brosnan, 70, of Malibu, California, was fined $500, required to pay a $1,000 community service payment to the Yellowstone Forever Geological Fund, a $30 court processing fee, and a $10 special assessment for foot travel in a thermal area in Yellowstone National Park. According to court documents, on or about November 1, 2023, Brosnan uploaded pictures to his Instagram page of himself standing on a Yellowstone National Park thermal feature at Mammoth Hot Springs. U.S. Magistrate Judge Stephanie A. Hamm Hambrick imposed the sentence on March 14th in Mammoth, Wyoming. Pyramid Mountain Lumber Incorporated will shut down its operation this spring. In a press release sent Thursday afternoon, Pyramid Mountain Lumber officials cite labor shortages, lack of housing, unprecedented rising costs, plummeting lumber prices, and the cost of living in western Montana crippling Pyramid's ability to operate. According to the press release, Pyramid's management group and board of directors worked on many of these issues for years to find a way to address these issues. They say despite their best efforts, they see no way out of this current situation. Pyramid will cut off logs on March 31st and run the log inventory through the sawmill and surface and sell all lumber before auctioning the mill equipment. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration approved Rezdiffra for the treatment of adults with moderate to advanced liver scarring to be used along with diet and exercise. By at least one estimate, approximately 6 to 8 million people in the U.S. have liver disease with moderate to advanced liver scarring, with that number expected to increase. Rezdiffra is a partial activator of a thyroid hormone receptor. Activation of this receptor by Rezdiffra in the liver reduces liver fat accumulation. The FDA approved Rezdiffra under the accelerated approval pathway, which allows for earlier approval of drugs that treat serious conditions and address an unmet medical need. The FDA granted the approval of Rezdiffra to Madrigal Pharmaceuticals. Margins this year for milk producers will be better than last year, says the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Gary Crawford spoke with USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekinowski.
Is 2024 turning into a better year than 2023 for milk producers?
Yeah, I would say so.
USDA Outlook Board Chairman Mark Jekinowski has some good reasons for saying that. First, milk production this year will be up, but by less than a billion pounds. And of course,
tighter supplies lead to higher prices, and including higher product prices.
They're being driven up by very strong demand for products like cheese and butter, and that's pushing milk price prospects up.
The all milk price, incorporating all of the different classes and products, the all milk price this month we raised by 30 cents per hundredweight to $21.25 per hundredweight, up 77 cents per hundredweight year over year.
Meanwhile, feed costs generally are running lower than a year ago.
So if you're looking at dairy margins, signs suggest that margins should be improving.
Now let's take a look at today's posted county wheat prices. In Hill County, winter wheat is $5.30 and spring wheat is $6.38. In Blaine County, winter wheat is $5.20 and spring wheat is $6.33. In Liberty County, winter wheat is $5.35 and spring wheat is $6.38. In Choteau County, winter wheat is $5.30 and spring wheat is $6.38. In Phillips County, winter wheat is $5.15 and spring wheat is $6.28. Those were today's news headlines and today's posted county wheat prices. Here are today's funeral notices. Robert J. Ironmaker Jr., 57, passed away due to natural causes at Billings Clinic on Saturday, March 9th. Bobby's wake will begin at 2 p.m. on Friday, March 15th, and his funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 16th, all at the Red Whip Center in Fort Belknap. Burial will follow in the Pony Hill Cemetery. Susanna Stahl, 79, passed away peacefully at her home, surrounded by her family due to natural causes on Wednesday, March 13th. Her funeral service will be at 10 a.m. on Saturday, March 16th at the Guildford Colony Church. Burial will follow in the Guildford Colony Cemetery. Harry James Rencurel, 81, passed away on Monday, March 11th at his home in Haver. His funeral will be conducted on Monday, March 18th at 11 a.m. at St. Jude Catholic Church in Haver. Graveside service with military honors will be conducted immediately following at Highland Cemetery. Those were today's funeral notices. Now let's take one last look at your Weather Command forecast. Rest of today, mostly cloudy, highs in the mid-50s, northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, lows 25 to 30, northwest winds up to 10 miles per hour. Saturday, mostly cloudy, highs 50 to 55, northwest winds up to 5 miles per hour, shifting to the northeast in the afternoon. Saturday night, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, lows 25 to 30, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming partly cloudy, highs around 55. East winds up to 5 miles per hour shifting to the south in the afternoon. Sunday night through Monday night, mostly clear, lows 30 to 35, highs 60 to 65. Tuesday, sunny, highs around 60. Tuesday night, partly cloudy, lows 25 to 30. Wednesday, cooler, mostly cloudy with a 40% chance of rain and snow, highs around 50. Wednesday night, colder, snow and rain likely, light snow accumulations, lows 15 to 20. Chance of precipitation 70%. Thursday, colder, mostly cloudy with a 50% chance of snow, highs around 30. This has been Montana at Noon. 7 days a week, we are your primary source for news and information. For new media broadcasters, I'm Kendall Brown. Have a great afternoon.